Hey, what do I say? Let's go on. Yes, and what's the Omer Belom? Rabbi Yechanan, Kori Swim Shabtarim, Shine, Isim, Shine Kile, and Vatsal, the Kaflut. I'm a layer of Avila, Bail, the Shinu, Bitilpun, the Tavlin, the Hil Vela, Fled, Betalin. I'm a layer of Shiva, Chacham, and Nason Tabi Swim, Yasim, Vatsal, the Kaflut. So Rashi sheet already talked about Barichos. Let's see Rashi inside. Kol Yisum Shabbatar, Lampan, Bikin Anosha, the Kibos of Alephesu. Bikin Anosha is Kibos of Alephesu. That's a different sheet. But here it's Kibos, other Yisum is Kibos of Kaflut. Mishai Naisim Kilo Yisya Botsal of Kaflut, Vilo Hoy Naisim Tam Behet Zeshin is Bashal Yimay Yisur. Vachasid Lumatzlim with Aminu Kamer Kaminu Minay Vinami Minim Shein Aminu Disur of Elekta Kreel of Katili, Ifsa Kilchas of Bashish. Yeah, we spoke Arichos. Rashi learns that this was before the development of Shishim. Ay Bakapar, Shum Alegim Shum Bakapar already had Shishim. That's way before, that's before Rabbi Yechanan. So, that's a different Shishim. Rashi, that's a different Shishim. That's the Shishim of Bittul Veroi, even if we know that it's not Nois and Tam. That we don't pass me like at all. Rabbi Yechanan is talking about, how do you know if it's Nois and Tam? If it's Lekka Kvela, how do you know if it's Nois and Tam? So, later they said the will to be Mishai B'Shishim. That's Rava, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, very passive Avodah Zarah, they were actually brought earlier. But Rabbi Yechanan, before they made that kind of uniform standard, said you do it case by case. You take the particular Dover HaMavatel, and you imagine that the Isser is Botzalei Kaflut, and you see if it's nice in time or not. Pshutoi, that's a more Kulud HaKashir. Later on, they made a standard shishim, and that's probably more lechumra. That includes all of the cases. That's the chayr of the passage. Why would they make the shishim more kuludin? Kilpun nice and time be'elav kemaisam shir chacham ein bisur nice and time yaitzim yivatzul v'kaflut. Yeah, so that's Rashi's mahalach here in the Gemara. So the chayrim will want to say that Rashi shita must be that vatzul v'kaflut is more than shishim. Because Rashi get it, Rashi learns it's not the same as Bosu Lefes. That's the Rashi, you know, the first Rashi. Levad get an Oshet ke Bosu Lefes. And Rashi in Peis Tesim and Bey says that get an Oshet v'shishim. So it comes out that Bosu Lefes is shishim, and this must be more than shishim. But the way we learned the Rashi in Peites, that's not true. Not talking about the Gid B'Yerach. He's talking about Gid Ben Agidim. That's Taka B'Shishim. And anyway, we don't go over the whole ground again, but we had strong B'Yukim and Rashi and Peites. That, right, you know what they said. We always medayak over there that from the Mishnah that Yesh B'Gidim and Nois and Tam. So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah. So Rashi over there said, Yesh B'Gidim and Nois and Tam, Shira Chachom B'Shishim, Kol Nois and Tam Stam. So, that's what some Achayim make a chayim. They make a calculation. Well, Rashi over here says that in Yesh B'Nois and Tam is Shishim, and the Mishnah says it's Bosu B'Lefes. You see, Bosu B'Lefes must be Shishim. And Rashi over here says that Bosu B'Kaflut is not the same as Bosu B'Lefes. And presumably, it's a bigger shear because the Gid is Nois and Tam less. So it must be that Bosu B'Kaflut is more than Shishim. But we were medayik in Rashi and Peites. That Rashi is not talking about Yerach B'Gid. Because Yerach B'Gid is Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Bosu B'Lefes is Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Why would Rashi call it a Shir Chachamim? And Rashi is called Nois and Tam Stam. The Mishnah says Nois and Tam in the Mishnah is not Stam. Ketzim Misharim, Kibosu B'Lefes. That's Rashi going on the Seif of Gid B'Ragidim. That's Hakka B'Shishim. And that's only the later Amorai. Rav Yechonim probably would have been Mishai that Kibosu V'Kaflut and so on. Okay, anyway. Rashi Sheet, I think we had worked out pretty well. But let's see Tosis, that we never really talked about. Kol Yisum Shabbatar Mishar Nois and Kilei and Botzel V'Kaflut. So Tosis makes a calculation, which is sort of like what we said before. Why did Rav Yechon use a different shirish? Why didn't he say Kibos V'Lefes? He changed the ingredients to Botzel V'Kaflut. Must be that it's Ein Shirim Shavah. They're not the same. So if they're not the same, so which shirish is bigger? So Tosis says, it's not a posture that the shir of Botzel V'Kaflut is a bigger shir, because the gear, the layoff time of Kuliai, who the Misharin and Kibos of Lefes. The gear is nice and time very little. You know, Adka de Kach, that this Tanoim will hold, ain't begidim and nice and time. So even if the Mishnah, oh, Yesh begidim and nice and time, but it's certainly not nice and time a lot. So, and the Yetashir is Kibos of Lefes, which is not the same as Bosul of Kaflut. So, right, that the shoot. must be that kibbutz of the kaflut is a bigger shear, bigger meaning a more chumr de kashir than the shear of basar belefis. So that versus the first axiom in Taifis. In Taifis, the basar the kaflut is bigger. It's bigger than, it's more than, it's like, you know, it's bigger than basar belefis. Aval shari sum, the other time it's famous, shari sum, basar the kaflut. And then Taifis goes on. This is another chashm. Mid omer abnachman gid beshishim. Since Rav Nachman says in the Hemshich of the Gemara that Gid is B'shishim, Mashmud the Basar B'lefes have a Shira B'shishim. Rav Nachman said that Gid is B'shishim. And Gid, so if Rav Nachman said Gid is B'shishim, and the Mishnah says that it's Basar B'lefes, well, Rav Nachman's Chalik on the Mishnah. Whatever Machalikasin may be floating around in this Chesbun and Taisus, Rav Nachman's Chalik on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says kibbutz of alefes, and Rav Nachman said gid is b'shishim. Says Taisus, it must be that it must be that shishim is the same as b'shishim alefes. The shear b'shishim alefes is shishim. It's a fancy way of saying shishim. And what does Rashi do with that? We said Rashi in the Mishnah holds that b'shishim alefes is not the same as shishim. Rashi in the Mishnah by Gitchin is Rashi b'yerech. He says kibbutz of alefes halach l'moshim yisina. Then when the Gemara talks, when the Mishnah talks about Gid ben Agidim, Gid shen zarev Magidim, so there Rashi says it's minu, it's lekel make mataima shiur chachamim, that whatever is lekel make mataima, we mashar b'shishim. It's very much mashing Rashi that shishim is not the same as vosu b'lefes. Otherwise Rashi didn't have to explain. The Mishnah already said that we're mashar kibosu b'lefes. Why would Rashi have to explain it again in the Sefer? So we were already diagnosing Rashi. The Rashi also that shishim is not the same as vosu b'lefes. Gid b'yerech is alochel moshim yisina that's kibosu b'lefes. Gid ben Agidim doesn't have that alochel moshim yisina. So Gid ben Agidim, you mishar like any other nice and tam. How you mishar nice and tam? Well, shiur chachamim, yimei rovo, shiur chachamim, that the sinas tam is, that the sinas tam is b'shishim. So in Rashi, it's a kashas, how can Nachman say Gid b'shishim? Gid ben Agidim. I think that's the answer there. Nachman, when he said Gid b'shishim, he meant Gid ben Agidim. He didn't mean Gid b'yerech. Taisus holds that Gid, maybe Taisus holds doesn't make a difference, but Taisus holds that when Rav Nachman said Gid b'shishim, he meant Gid b'yerech, which the Mishnah is the Feirish is Basar b'lefes. So Raya that Rav Nachman, so Raya, we'll see later maybe other Raya that Taisus read this up, that Taisus read that when Rav Nachman said Gid b'shishim, he didn't only mean Gid b'ragidim, he meant at least also Gid b'yerech, and he said shishim, and the Mishnah says Basar b'lefes, he can't be chaylik on the Mishnah. So you see there, Rav Nachman is giving me a number for Basar b'lefes that is shishim. Well, if Basar b'lefes is shishim, and Basar l'kaflut is more than Basar b'lefes, so Mela comes out that it must be that Basar l'kaflut is more than shishim. Which means that Rav Yochanan, when he said the shear of Basar l'kaflut, is taka more than shishim. So therefore, Taisus says, l'fiz ha'polik Rav Yochanan ad Rav Alel, da'omer kol yisum shevetar Rav Shishim. But before Rav said, here we come full circle, before Rav said, that kol yisum shevetar Rav Mashar b'shishim. Rav Yochanan says, "Kol yisum shem etaru mashar ki botzul the kaflut. Botzul the kaflut is more than shishim." So you see, Rav Yochanan is chaylekan an Rava, and he's more machmir than Rava. I don't know why Tosafot had to go such a roundabout way to prove that Rav Yochanan is chaylekan Rava. It's clear Rav Yochanan is chaylekan Rava. I mean, in the world of even according to, it's clear that Rav Yochanan is chaylekan Rava. Because how could the shear of shishim be identical with the shear of botzel v'kaflut? Botzel v'kaflut depends on the thing that it's in. Botzel v'kaflut means, as Rashi explained, you take the issue as if it's botzel v'kaflut, and then you measure it in what medium? In what medium? Whatever it's in, right? If you have chazer and chocolate cake, so it's botzel v'kaflut and chocolate cake. If it's chazer and potatoes, then it's botzel v'kaflut and potatoes. So that's not the same as shishim because it's a variable number. It's a number. So it's obviously not the same as shishim. Rabbi said kol yisum shevetar of shishim. So al kochach Rav Yochanan is chayil kanrov. So what Taisus has this complicated way. Kochach to prove that Rav Yochanan is chayil kanrov. Why didn't this prove direct? You can see clearly Rav Yochanan is chayil kanrov.
Rebbe's assuming that shishim is more chomer than batzel v'kaflut.
Shishim is more, no, batzel v'kaflut is more chomer. Taisu mechiyach that batzel v'kaflut is more than shishim. Again, more, what do we mean by more?
In Rashi, Rebbe's assuming that they can't up the ante on the shear, right?
I'm assuming. I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming.
So doesn't it come out funny, according to Rebbe, that Tosis and Rashi are having a huge Metzias Machlokas? Because
no, it doesn't bother me at all.
But the Poser Belapas, we say, is Mamish no taste. It's Mamish Kamat no tam. Because we say Gid B'Yarek is Mamish no tam. So then Tosis holds, it's Mamish no tam.
Plus, right? The Lefis is a very small issue.
It's a very small tam. And yet, right. Tosis thinks that's Shishan. Right. So but according to Rashi, Rebbe said that Shishim is a stronger shear, a more chamer shear than Batzel Bekaflut, which the Gemara says is the strongest, is stronger than Palpalim. It's the strongest half.
But the Kashim would see as a Kenes Kashim would see. We don't even know what a Kaflut is, so we're going to ask Kashim to see it. But the Kashim would see doesn't bother me at all, and I think everything just. Look, I don't know for sure. Maybe we should just put things on the board. According to Rashi, Gid B'Yerech is Basa B'Lefes, which is one shear. Then Rova says that Shari Surim are 60, and Rav Yochanan says Basa B'Kaflut, and Rashi learns that these are different stages of the development of the halacha. It's not a machlekes exactly. Rashi says, "Well, the machlekes, it's rather it's a later development." Hold on a second. It's a later development. Okay. There's nothing. There's no reason to be phobic about machlekes and mitzias. Machlekes and mitzias you have in every page in Shach. So like that doesn't bother me at all. I just want to know. I just want to cheshbon out. What's the mitzias? What's the cheshbon lefi Rashi? So lefi Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan and Rava not arguing. If Rabbi Yochanan and Rava were arguing, then I would have no way of knowing which one is bigger, which one is more machmir, and which one is more mekel. They're arguing, go, no, who's more machmir, who's more mekel. But Rashi means, no, it's not Rabbi Yochanan and Rava arguing. Rabbi Yochanan and Rava represents a later shiur chachamim, a later development of the halach. Chachamim were like Hishu Midoseya. They made a uniform shiur. And I understand it, because Batzel v'Kaflut is not a uniform shiur. So later on, chachamim gave a uniform shiur of shishi. No, I don't know a priori which one is bigger and which one is smaller.
I'm saying Rebbe said before that he was assuming that the shishim is more chamer.
Right. Why am I assuming that? Because since Rashi doesn't say that it's a machlekes, what it's not a machlekes. So what is it? Chacham. So if it's not a machlekes, it's just a later development. So what does it mean a later development? Why would chacham later decide to change the shear? Like what's wrong with Rebbe? So the stum of the pshat is because vatsu the kaflut is complicated to the application. Because every time you have to measure, it's a different shear for chocolate cake, a different shear for sweet potatoes, it's a different shear for every different dish is going to have a different shear. You're going to have to make a new experiment with lots of kaflut. So therefore, Chacham said a uniform shear. Now, again, a priori, maybe the uniform shear is less. It's not mistaber. More mistaber that the uniform shear was more. No, it's Chacham gave a uniform shear that will include all of this, all of the case by case shear.
No, but maybe it's the opposite, that the Chachamim didn't know exactly what the uniform shear was, so they went to the most extreme possible, which is Batzel B'Kaflut.
Right.
I mean, the Gemara, it's masmer from the Gemara that Batzel B'Kaflut is a very extreme shear. It's more than Papalim, right. The Gemara says. So then the Chachamim refine the shear to 60, which is a less Chomer shear.
Maybe, but to me it seems more mistaber that what they would have done, Batzel B'Kaflut, Shear Chachamim, that Elucha is a... That's nice and time more than Batzel V'Kaflut. Yisur Torah nice and time to Batzel V'Kaflut. But again, Batzel V'Kaflut, in different foods, is going to have a different shear. In some foods, it's going to be 40, in some foods, it's going to be 50, in some foods, it's going to be 60. Depends on what the heter is made of. So now if the Chacham came and said, no, one shear of Shishim, so it could be, they decided that Rav Yochanan was wrong, he was too machmir, Batzel V'Kaflut, he went overboard, it's really less. Is that more mistaber? Was it more mistaber to say, Chacham said, look, Batzel B'Kaflut in potatoes is 40, and in rice it's 50, but it's never more than 60, so let's just make a shear of 60. Okay, we're wasting time, because I don't care. If you want to do it the other way, you could do it the other way. I think it's more mistaber this way. Nothing will change, the world's not going to wonder if I'm wrong. Maybe the shear of Shishim is more lukula than Batzel B'Kaflut, and then we'll have to say, Chacham, like, change their mind. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Batzel V'Kaflut," and then Bimei Rova they decided Rabbi Yochanan was wrong. Rabbi Yochanan was too machmir. Could be, but if it's more mistaber, Rashi doesn't imply that it's a machlekes. It's much more mistaber to say not a machlekes. The Chacham Hishu Midoseya. Instead of having a case by case measure, which is going to be complicated in application, They said, we're going to make it easier for everybody. We're just going to say Shishim, and Shishim will cover all the cases. To me, it seems more misabah. I don't care if it's more misabah, the other way it doesn't take. But the point is, in Rashi, that it's not a machlekes, but rather, it's a development. Chachamim, where Hishumi Deseim, that it should be 60 rather than Batzel the Kavod. Now, Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis is a machlek. I want to get back to my question that I was asking before. But Tosis says that it's not a later evolution of the halacha. Tosis says that it's a machlekes, Rav and Rav Yechon. I think it's possible why Tosis has to say that way. Because Tosis can't say it's just an evolution of the halacha. Because the shear of Shishim was already said by Rav Shulman Levi Mishum Bar Kapar. So, and that's before Rav Yechon. So Rashi doesn't care about that, because Rashi says that's a different shishim, that's echad the badaknu v'leyon taimo. We already know that it's not nice and tam, and there's a new din bittul by b'shishim from Zoraya b'sheila. But we'll see in the story of Zoraya b'sheila, Tosfos all the way. Tosfos holds like Moshe Shoinim that Zoraya b'sheila is just an asmachta, and it's the regular shear of shishim that we've been talking about all the time, and it's a shear of nesinas tam, and so on. So can't say that, you know, there was Rav Yochanan say halacha, and then a few generations later they changed it to shishim. The shishim was floating around before Rav Yochanan. So, and yet Rav Yochanan said Batzel the Kaflut. So therefore, Taisa says it's a machlekes between Rava and Rav Yochanan. But my question is, just to prove that it's a machlekes between Rava and Rav Yochanan, Taisvis could have gone directly. Like he could have said directly. Obviously, Rav Yochanan is not the same as Rava, because Rava is a shear of shishim regardless of the hetter, what the hetter is made out of. And Rav Yochanan said a shear of Batzel the Kaflut. So why does Taisa go with this roundabout haychacha? So maybe the answer is, I'm just thinking now, maybe the answer is that yes, that's true. Tosfos could obviously Rav Yochanan is chaylik and Rava. But I don't know which one is more machmir, and I don't know which shear is more. They're different. Batzel kaflut is different than the shear of shishim. But maybe batzel kaflut is different than the shear of shishim. But I don't know which shear is bigger, or even if that makes any sense. Maybe batzel kaflut. Maybe sometimes one is bigger and sometimes the other, depending on, like, what's the relationship between these two shiur? There's three possibilities. Batzel the kaflut might always be more than shishim. It might always be less than shishim. It might actually depend. It might depend on the particular hetter that it's mixed up with. It might sometimes be more and sometimes be less. So if I just from the fact that Rav Yochanan gives a variable shiur and Rava gives a uniform shiur, I still don't know exactly the relationship between them. But Tosfos's haychacha works that batzel v'kaflut, that shishim is a shear that was said by Yidan Noshe, which is nice and tam very little. So Rav Yochanan's shear batzel v'kaflut. So the Mishnah says that git is batzel v'lefes, and batzel v'lefes is synonymous with shishim. That we know from Rav Nachman. Probably Rav Yochanan's achayuk on that batzel v'lefes is shishim. So if git anoshe koin to Rav Yochanan's shishim, so batzel v'kaflut must be much more chomer than that. Must be a much bigger shear. Must be who knows, 70, 80, 100, it must be much more. So Tosfos Heichacha now is like more precise. It's not just Rav Yochanan is not like Rava, but now I know that Rav Yochanan's shear is chaylik and Rava, meaning that he's more machmir than Rava. Because Rava says shishim, which is the shear of Gidanosha. Because Rava holds the shear of Gidanosha is good for everything. And a little hard to understand, why is the shear of Gidanosha good for everything? Because Gidanosha had takas in the nice time very little. Why should that be the same shear as everything else? But that's what Rava says. The shear of shishim is good for Gidanosha and it's good for everything else too. And Rav Yochanan is chaylik. And he holds other foods are more chomer, the nice time more, and you're going to have to have more than shishim. Says Rash, says Taisu Zucharova Kaimelun Du Basra, Bechaim Paskinim Perik Basra, Mesechus Avedazor, Kabe Achbara Be Shichra. I had a horror also, which is, okay, Rav Yochanan is Chaylik and Rava, that's okay, Rav Yochanan could be Chaylik and Rava, why not? But it comes out, Lachar, Rav Yochanan is also Chaylik and Bakapara. Because Bakapara said the Shir is Shisha. Bakapara is already a Tana. So that's a little bit surprising, Rav Yochanan was Chaylik and Bakapara. So I saw in the Chiddush Chasam Sefer on Amar Aleph, Besoich HaDvarim, he's talking about something else. Just Besoich HaDvarim, he says, for Dava Poshut, that the Shir Batzer Kaflut is Meir. So, Shachar Shaila, I don't know where do you get this from? Why does he think that it's Meir? So I think, he's almost not talking about this issue, so I don't know, he doesn't even have to, he just says it. No, Masich Lefitumay, the Chasam Sofer says that Batzel the Kaflut is Meir. So where did he get this halacha from that it's Meir? Wouldn't say anything about Meir. So my first thought was that this was exactly what was bothering him. How could Rabbi Yochanan be chaylek on a bar kapara? Maybe it's chaylek on rabba. Taisus is chaylek on rabba. You're not only chaylek on rabba, he's chaylek on bar kapara. What's the answer?
It's other
sheet and bar kapara. Bar kapara comes in two flavors, and the bottom side of Chesem Adal, there's two versions of bar kapara, b'shishim and b'meil. So maybe Chassam Sofer learned that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to be machriya like the other sheet in Bakapar, that it's not b'shishim but b'meil. Yeah, the problem then is that it's still not like Bakapar, because Bakapar is b'meil in every food, and Rabbi Yochanan Shir Batzel LeKaflut is depends on the food l'chayr. So it's not the same as Bakapar. So then Hadu Kushi L'duchta, how can Rabbi Yochanan say a Shir which is not like Bakapar? But he said not like a Rabba Fai, but that he said a Shir that's not like Bakapar. That's already a Dover. That's really a little more tamua. So any of that, I don't know what to do with that. Okay, yeah.
How does
the Chassam
Sofer say that
Batzel HaKaflut
is always
meh? Yeah, it's Chassam Sofer. What do you mean it's kemeh? It depends. Batzel HaKaflut depends on the food. Isn't that poshut? I mean, Rashi says that way beferish. That it's lefi the heter. Rashi says clearly. Hilu ha'isi Batzel HaKaflut v'ilu ha'yinais in time v'heter zesh in his fashal iman. So I measure both of the kaflut in this particular kind of heter. Rabbi Kveger somewhere is Meir. I think we talked about this. What, the shear of both of the kaflut that Rabbi Yochanan gave is a shear that depends on the food. So I understand. Shear of Chachamim, Ein Lechoda, and there's no food that's nice and tam more than both of the kaflut. So that's the most pungent issue. It's like both of the kaflut. But it depends what food it's in. So I understand such a shear. The shear of shishim, I also understand. Hishumi to say, as Chacham said, don't do case by case. We're going to give one shear that one size fits all. And I think the ashes is that it's a shear that will be that's chomer enough to include all of the cases. Or at least it's a shear that Chacham were comfortable with. Kel tanki kedrabonim, so maybe Chacham had leeway to be mekel, maybe more than the absolute mitzvahs. But kachikach. But it's a uniform shear. I understand Chacham gave a uniform shear. Rabbi Kveger says, what about the shear of Bosa Belefes? He says, why, the Mishnah Shear, Basa B'lefes. He said, why they give such a funny Shear, Basa B'lefes? Basa B'lefes is a Shear of one food in the other. Why is that Shear of one food in a different food? Why not do a Shear like Basa B'kaflut? You know, the Shear should be ki something in a Yerech. You want to know how much is a Gid nice and time in a Yerech? Well, let's take some food that has the same nesin as time as a Gid and put it in a Yerech. So figures are like, Rabbi Yochanan makes the shear only in the we have a food that replaces the iser, but what replaces the heter? Nothing. The heter serves the heter represents itself. So why don't you do the same thing by gid v'yerech? Have some food that represents the gid, and the gid have some food that represents the gid, and will it be mishar that food in the yerech? So I said at the time, I don't want to. I said at the time, I think that the problem with gid v'yerech is that it's very hard to taste. It's such a subtle time. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say you should give it to a kfeilah. Like, why not give it to a kfeilah? Where did that go? Give it to a... Or you don't even need a kfeilah. You can take some other gid that's had to that old gid or also gid. Not just also, there's other gid. So let's be mishar. Kigit b'yerech. That's what it says. Hey, it's mishar. Kigit b'yerech. The din of ein b'gidim v'nois in tam, yesh b'gidim v'nois in tam, is not only by the gid and nosh, it's by all gidim in the body. So let's be mishar. Kigit b'yerech. If you hold yesh b'gidim v'nois in tam. So let's be, if the Mishnah holds yesh b'gidim v'nois in tam. Let's be mishar. Kigit b'yerech. The answer is the time of a gid is such a shracha time, even if you eat it be'en, it's a very weak time. So if it's in a tarovis, it's very hard to be mafkin. So what are you going to gain by taking some other iser that has the same, some other substance that has the same pungency as a gid? Yeah, I could, you could take the gid of not hanosha. Take the gid of ain of that's not hanosha. Take some other gid in the body and put it in the yerek. The problem is, you're not going to know if it's nice and time. Any more than a gid hanosha yerek, you're going to give it to a kvela, and you're going to stump the kvela too. So Mela, here it's not enough to say we'll take some other food and be Misharet B'yerech. Here we need to take two foods that have more pungency than a Gid HaNosha. Foods that really have taste, like Basar and Lefis, that really have taste, but somehow they have the same relationship to each other as a Gid B'yerech. I said also when we were learning the Mishnah, I think that's why Rashi learns the Shir of Basar and Lefis is Alach HaMashim Sinai. Because how would Chacham even come up with such a thing? If even a Kfeila can't tell if a Gid is nice in time and a Yerech, so that means we have no way of determining how much gid is nice and time in the yerach. So how are we going to give some other food equivalent? So only the Rebbeinu Shem could do a thing like that. So maybe that has to be halacha l'moshe. The shear of Basa B'lefes has to be halacha l'moshe misinai. But Basa B'kaflut, that's shear of Chachamim. That's not hard at all. And Shishim also, the Rashi says that Shishim is also a shear of Chachamim. Because that's not so hard. They took all the basar, but they took basar of the kaflut, and they put in all of the foods, and they saw that that basically it never. It never rises above shishin. I think that's the pashtus. But kaparim, those are things that chachamim could be mishar, but basar b'lef is not shaykh. It's just a shear of shishim. How did Chacham come up with the shear? How did Chacham come up with the shear of Basav Alephis, according to Taisus? Maybe they did it with other foods. Taisus holds, according to Rav, it's a shear for other foods too. So maybe they came up with the shear of shishim with other foods, and they said, okay, so good, it's hard to tell. We'll be machmir kishishim. Maybe that's the way it works. Okay, let's see right there. Amrav Nachman, Gid v'shishim v'en gid min aminyan. So that's number one. Nachman says that we'll measure shishim. So the gid anosh itself is not one of the shishim. En gid min aminyan. Chal shishim, chal is min aminyan. What's the reason? So Rashi says, "Ain gimin aminyan devin shishim dehetel levad minay." About chal, payul min hetel in the special ma'bosim sharin lebishishim ulbahadi bidei. The chal itself, the boser chal is hetel. The problem is that it has cholov in it. So when you mishar the kal, when you mishar the cholov, when you mishar the what do you need from you mevatel the kal. So the kal itself, the basar kal, which is the whole volume of the kal, is full of little pockets of milk. But the kal itself is basically basar, and it's basar, it's psar heter. So vimela, the volume of the kal is psar heter. So if you have the psar, the basar of the kal, together with another 59 halakim of basar, keneged the volume of milk, how much is the volume of milk? Well, we don't know, but we have to assume the same volume as the cow, because we have no way really of determining. So we assume the milk is the volume of the cow, but the basar cow is also the volume of the cow. So mele, the volume of the cow itself, together with another 59, could be mevatel the milk that's inside the cow. Then beitzah b'shishim v'ein beitzah min aminyan. It's also b'shishim. We'll see later what's the case of beitzah b'shishim. Rashi says beitzah shalev tami. That's really only a half minute gemara later. Let's just read the gemara, then we'll talk. We'll try to talk. So the gemara amar b'yisuk breder m'shashayu kal atzmi also. The kal itself not allowed to eat. Why not allowed to eat the kal? We're talking about a case where you have shishim keneg in the milk with the kal itself, let's say, but you have shishim keneg in the milk. So the milk is not nice and tam in the keder. So why is the kal itself also to eat? The milk of chayis bottle berayt. So Rashi says, "Shari habosa nosen baytam." The milk is too little to be nice and tam in the basa, but the basa is nice and tam in the milk. Hulei nosen tam bebasa v'shemuya toya. So the milk inside the kal is full of tam basa. The milk itself is very little. It's not nice and tam in the shishim basa, but the shishim basa is nice and tam in the milk. So the milk that's inside the kal is therefore milk of Issa. So the Gemara, that seems to imply that there's milk left in the kal. Because if all the milk went out of the kal, this is what Rashi and Taisa are going to be busy with. If there's still milk left in the kal, if the milk all exits the kal, then what's the problem? There's no milk left in the kal. The milk is in the pot. And the pot is bottled b'shishim. So apparently not all the milk leaves the kal, which gives time into the there. The time is bottled. If there's still milk in the kal, it causes it to be also. That's the chayor edit, what it sounds like. The Gemara then goes on and says, "V'nofel k'deira cheres oisa." If the kal itself falls into another k'deira, so it asks it, the next k'deira too. Now, if there's milk in the kal, I understand that, because there's milk in the kal. So it asks k'deira number one, it asks k'deira number two, it asks k'deira number three. As long as, since there's always milk in the kal, and we don't know how much, so it keeps asking the k'deira. That would make sense. The problem is, let's see the Hemshech L'Gemara.
We
when you measure the volume of milk in order to be matter the rest of the ketera, how do you measure? Do you measure the whole volume of the chal, or do you only measure the amount of milk that came out of the chal? So he said, "Pshita de b'direi misharinim, dibi madenofik minei minoy adino." We have no way of knowing how much milk went out of the chal, so therefore we have to measure against the whole volume of the chal. Fek the Gemara. Now this question is very mysterious. Elam yata fek the Gemara. Nofel ketera cheres lo yeser. If you're telling me that we measure against the whole volume of the chal, so you're implying that all the milk left the chal, because only some of the milk left the chal. Let's just measure against some of the milk. You're implying that all of the milk left the chal. If all of the milk left the chal, so the next time it falls into another ketera, it should be mutter. It's very not clear. Tosfos asks, what's the kasha b'chal? We just finished saying we don't know how much came out, so we have to measure against the whole volume of the chal l'chumra because we don't know how much came out. But we taka don't know how much came out, so when it falls into the next day, or maybe very little came out, and for the next day, we have to be, it asks. Like maybe it's a suffix, how much, the chur, it's a suffix, how much came out. If it's a suffix, how much came out? So it's a suffix. So you have to measure against the whole volume, because maybe the whole volume of milk came out. But maybe less came out, and therefore it asks the next day, or maybe very little came out, and therefore it asks the next day. So what's the chal gemara's, I'm just going to grapple with this, what's the chal gemara's problem? But the Gemara seems to say that all the milk comes out. That's built into this question of the Gemara. The Gemara's question seems to be that the Gemara somehow sees in the fact that we measure against the whole volume of the chal that all of the milk must have come out. That seems to be the hanoch in the Gemara. But the reason why, even though the way the Gemara said it is miyadinon, but somehow the Gemara seems to take from that all of the milk taka comes out. Right, Gemara? All of the milk comes out because if all of the milk came out, you see mishar against the whole chal. The only reason to be mishar against the whole chal is because all of the milk came out. Again, Taisus asks, what do you mean? Maybe it's just a suffix. But the Gemara somehow makes that step. The reason why I'm mishar against the whole volume of the chal in Ketera A is because all of the milk that's in the chal came out. So it's like the whole volume, because the whole chal is full of milk. So now the next time around it's empty. So why does it ask the next Ketera? My answer is Elam Yat. So my answer is came in the Omer of Yitzhak Breda Masharshia Uchal Atzmei Osir Shavua Rabbanon Kechaticha de Nevela. So therefore, the Rabbanim can treat the chal as if it's a chatichas nevela and ask us the next time. By this, it's not the real; it's not really a nevela, but the Rabbanim treat it like a nevela. It's by rights, it's taka empty, and it shouldn't ask us the next part. But still, since the Rabbanim said you're not allowed to eat the chal itself, now the emes, why you're not allowed to eat the chal itself? We could ask that question too. Why can't you eat the chal itself if all the milk comes out? So why can't you eat the chal itself? Yeah, that Tosh is also going to discuss. We'll see Rashi in a second. But Akapana, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to say that really all the milk comes out. The Pasha Chal Gemara, all the milk comes out. So by rights, Ketera B should be mutter. And how do we know all the milk comes out? Because you see, when Mishara gets the whole volume of the chal, and Ketera A, we Mishara the volume of the milk as if it was the whole volume of the chal. That seems to imply that we treat it as if the whole milk came out. The whole milk came out, so that's why, so you have to be Mishara gets the whole volume of the chal. So then it should follow, the chal itself should be mutter. But no, the Rabbanan said the Kal Atzmei Osir. And because the Rabbanan said the Kal Atzmei Osir, so therefore when the Kal falls into Ketera B, it asks again, be the Rabbanan. That's the Gemara. Let's see the Rashi. Kal Atzmei Osir. Yeah, we did. But the day Misharinit, the Inishay Behet, the Shishim Kamoisa, even Oiva Maid the Nofik, and they ain't Sorek Shay Behet, the Shishim, Mimashe Poladze. The High Maid the Osi Kamon, Loibik Terehu, Mr. Shanin Lilibar. The Kal itself are throwing out. So we're only worried about the milk that came out of the chal. So maybe that's what we should measure against. How much milk came out of the chal? So he answered him, that how would we know? So it must be that we're Mishar B'didei. So the Gemara asked, so that's what you're telling me. So then all the milk became bottle. You're telling me all the milk went out into the kol atzmei, the whole milk went out into the tafshul. Because if not, am I being a shishim kimbais kulay? What is that supposed to be? Keneged kulay. Why do you need shishim keneged kulay? It must be that all the milk came out. Yeah, kalmer places yes. Maybe it's a sulfur. But that's what seems to be in the Gemara. The chayim the kulay batalte. So if all the milk came out and became bottled brave in the pot, so nofel b'teir cheres al yosser. But chayim the Amar Rabbi Yitzchok that the chal itself is osser. Of course, that itself means it has. But why is the chal itself osser? The Rashi says. So Rashi gives an explanation. Why is the chal itself also if all the milk goes out? So Dr. Rashi, mipnei shebetchila nesar atchalei nistamek. Since the chal originally taka became also atchalei nistamek, mishnos nakdeir b'itam miyad nesar. As soon as some of the tam bosa went into the chal, the milk and the cow became asa. So even though later all the milk goes out, the milk doesn't go out all at once. In the beginning, there was some milk in the cow, and it absorbed tam from the pot, tam basa. It absorbed some tam basa. So Rashi says the chatchila before all the milk went out, the milk was makabel tam baser, became aser, and even though later it goes out, but already shavu rabbanim kechatichas nevei. We'll see in Tosfos a similar thing. That's the sugya. Yeah, so there's a lot of things to talk about in this sugya. So let's make the haskalah. Oh, it's already 12:25. How'd that happen? Oh, no, I'll give you some background. There's a the Gemara said later on Tzadikas, the Mishnah says. Before you cook it, you're supposed to take out the milk. You rip it up, you cut it open, and take out the milk. Squeeze out the milk. If you didn't do it, then you cooked it with the milk inside, so you're not able. Because the milk in a chal is really chal shchut is only missing the rabbanah. The real boss of a chal is chal of the milk from a living animal. Milk that's inside the udders, and then you shechta the animal, and then you take it out. That's only even if you cook it with meat, mamish. That's really only nisid derabon. So if I ain't over love, you're not like it. So the guy is a shayla, ain't over love, but it's also to drink, also to eat, or ain't over love a mutter. Maybe talk about the ever allowed to eat the cow. You're supposed to take out the milk before you cook it. But if you didn't, maybe the ever is mutter. Machlek is still shining from the mar. The halacha we pass him that it's mutter. But that's the halacha that the cow, if you cooked it without being meitzis chalovay, it's mutter. This is a major machlekes rishonim. Rashi against Tosfos. Most rishonim hold like Tosfos. What is cooking mean over here in this context? Shitas Rashi is that cooking in the Mishnah means roasting, and that when the Gemara talks about that b'di'evit it's mutter, even if you roast, even if you cooked it without cutting it open, the Gemara means that you roasted it. And the point is because the chal, even though the milk is midrabbanan, we treat it as milk. Midrash, we don't treat it. Midrash is not really milk. It's not in the context of Basar B'Cholov. It's not really milk. But Midrabanan, it's called Basar B'Cholov. But it's only Basar B'Cholov after it's perished from the Chal. While the milk is inside the Chal, it doesn't have the status of milk at all. In the context of Basar, of the Isser of Basar B'Cholov, it's like soy milk. It only becomes milk Midrabanan when it leaves. So Meila says to Gemara, L'chatchil, you should take out the milk before you roast it. But if you roasted it, it doesn't matter because Manoshech. The milk that left fell on the fire and is gone. The milk that stayed behind never left the chal. So since it never left the chal, it never got the status of chal. So we're good. But what if you cook the chal? Then you have a problem because milk went out and came back in. And if you have shishim in the pot connected the chal, then there would be a different story. But presumably you don't have shishim connected the chal. So the milk that left the chal became osir because once it leaves, it becomes milk. It gets the status of milk. And then it went back into the chal, so about it, that would be also. So if a shitas Rashi is that the Mishnah that says, the Gemara that says that the Yevid, it's mutter, even if you quote unquote cooked it, it means if you roasted it. But if you cook it, it's taka also. So the salient, what's important for us, for Asugya, that's the whole sugya over there, but what's important for us right now, for Asugya, is that according to Rashi, what makes this milk osir, midrash, it's mutter, what makes it osir is that it's perish from the chal, then it becomes osir. Then it becomes osir, and then it becomes cholov. And then if it mixes with other meat, it makes them into basar b'cholov. If it comes back into the chal itself, it makes it into basar b'cholov. Once it's purged from the chal, it becomes cholov. Tosfos and other Rishonim are chelek and Rashi, and they learned that the Mishnah, when it says cooking, it means cooking, and even if you cook the chal, it's still mutter. as long as you cooked it by itself without any other meat. Because according to them, the reason what going to Tosfos and other Rishonim, the chal never makes basar chalav with the meat of the udder itself. Since the udder itself anyway tastes like milk, it has a milky taste. So the chal, the milk of the chal with the basar of the chal are not basar chalav. Doesn't trigger basar chalav. So even if you cook it and the milk goes out of the chal and back in, it doesn't matter because the chal with its own meat, or the meat of the chal with its own milk, the meat of the udder with the milk of the udder do not interact to make an isur basar chalav. But if you take the chal and you cook it in a pot with other meat, then the chal comes out, interacts with the other meat that doesn't have this milkaka kind of status. It interacts with other meat that really tastes like meat. Then it becomes basar b'chalav. Again, midrabanan. Then it becomes basar b'chalav. And now the milk is also. If any of that tam goes back into the chal, then it asks the chal, because now it's already basar b'chalav going into the chal. I mean, even if chal was just a potato, if tam basar b'chalav goes into it, it becomes also. So that's the shita of Taisus and Rav Yishai. So it comes out, this is going to plug into our sugya a lot, that there's a major machlekes Rashi and Taisus. What creates the issa? What asks the chalav of the chal? According to Rashi, it's the being perish from the chal that creates the issa. When the chalav is perish from the chal, it becomes osir. If it comes back, it asks the chal. According to Taisus, the chal and its own basar never are basar b'chalav. What creates the issa is the chal comes out, mixes with, and according to Taisus, could be doesn't matter if it's perish or not perish. If the chalav of the chal is makabel tam from other basar, then it becomes basar b'chalav. Each shita, really, if you think about it, has a kula, l'chayra, and a chumra. Rashi shita has a kula that you can cook the chal by itself and it'll be mutter. I mean, Rashi shita has a chumra that if you cook the chal by itself, it's also, because as soon as the milk is perish, it becomes also, it comes back and it asks the chal. Whereas Tosfos has a big kula. You could cook the chal by itself and it's mutter, because as long as there's no other meat in the pot, so it's just chal with, it's just basar chal with chol of chal, they don't interact to make basar b'chalav, and they could cook. It doesn't matter, it's all fine. It's only when you have other basar that it becomes a problem. In theory, l'chayra, there's a chumra in Taisus also. What if basar from the pot goes into the chal and is nice and tam in the milk that's inside the chal? L'fi Taisus, that's basar b'chalav. The chal with its own basar doesn't make basar b'chalav, but the chalav of the chal with other meat makes basar b'chalav. But l'chayra l'fi Rashi, that's not true. If the tam of the meat goes into the chalav that's inside the chal, that milk has not yet been perish, that shouldn't be basar b'chalav. L'chayra, that's what it's coming out to be Rashi. It creates a problem in the end, the last Rashi that we just read. Because the last Rashi that we just read says, why did they ask this chal midrabanan? Because till the chal finishes going out, tam basar comes in and asers the milk. And even though eventually all the milk leaves, but meanwhile, the tam basar in the pot asers the milk, and the milk then asks the chal and shavir rabbanon kinevelin. How did tam basar in the pot asks the milk that's inside the chal? The milk that's inside the chal doesn't have the status of milk yet. Right now it's only like soy milk. It only becomes chal when it leaves the chal. And when it leaves the chal, it left the chal. So what's the problem? So what's the shavir rabbanon? When it leaves the chal, it's batel b'shishin. So that's a problem. I couldn't ask this problem in Rashi. What's this last line in Rashi, that shavir rabbanon kinevelin? That even though the milk eventually all leaves and becomes batel b'shishim, the Gemara said, but shavir rabbanon kinevelin, Rashi explained why. Because till the milk left, it takes time for the milk to leave. While the milk was in the chal, tam basar came in. There's lots of tam basar in this fat, mostly tam basar. Tam basar came in, acid the milk, and even though eventually all the milk leaves and becomes batel b'shishim, but there was a period of time when the milk inside the chal was asur, and it acids the chal, and shavir kinevelin. Why is the tam basar in the pot acid the milk that's inside the chal? The milk that's inside the chal wasn't perish yet. The whole word is that the milk that's inside the chal, since it wasn't perished, doesn't have the status of milk. Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem. So Chaim asked this. So what they say is that apparently you have to say that that Rashi says that the milk that's inside the chal doesn't have the status of milk, that's only vis-a-vis the milk, the meat of the chal. The meat of the chal, when it interacts with basar, with the chalav of the chal, it hasn't left yet, that's nothing. That's not called milk. It's only after the chalav leaves and comes back that it's basar b'chalav. But if meat from the outside comes in, then klapi, as far as the meat from the outside is concerned, this is just ordinary, this milk that's, even though it hasn't left the kal yet, it's no different if it's in the kal, out of the kal, because we're not talking about the meat of the kal itself, we're talking about vis-a-vis the outside meat, there's no difference between milk that's in the kal or out of the kal. It's only vis-a-vis the meat of the kal itself that we say that the kal that hasn't left yet is a mutter, but once it leaves, it becomes osur, even when it comes back. So that's a wrinkle in the Rashi. If you tell us not a problem altogether, it was never a din that the milk is only osur when it leaves. The din l'chatchila was that the interaction, the agosur b'chol, was only the milk of the kal with other meat. But the milk of the kal with its own meat, that's not a basur b'cholav interaction at all. But Tosfos doesn't have the chiluk between pirish and lepirish altogether. Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you just come out then if you say that Rashi's not exactly like Tosfos, but in Tosfos as well, now that the other meat's coming in, there's going to become basur b'cholav.
No, that means, let's say, you cook the kal with the kal by itself.
Yeah.
So the point to Rashi's also.